The band will be here on stage at our super secret location in less than 20 minutes. You know, the last time we had you two on K-Rock, they came in during the afternoon show with our friend Jed the Fish and took over the joint. We thought you might like to hear some highlights from that on K-Rock.
All right, it's Jed the Fish. We have you two in the studio here at K-Rock. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
You're all here.
Oh, hi.
They've been hanging out a little bit, talked to some fans downstairs, and I'm just trying to figure, is this what has to happen? You guys have to come to K-Rock for me to get this much attention at the radio station? It's like we've got refreshments in here. We've got champagne.
And Guinness only.
Champagne. That's right.
It's black velvet.
This is what I don't understand at all. Just getting a little bit of the attention that you guys get, being on the periphery of the U2 whirlwind, is just about all I can handle. How do you guys handle it for like a year at a time?
You know, this is what we always wanted. It's what everyone always wants to join in a band, isn't it? All the fuss and all the stuff that goes with it. It's just great. It's really great. Great.
Could you guys tell me about the Clarence Hotel?
It was a hotel that when we first started...
this is Adam.
Started hanging out as a band, we were kind of underage to go to regular bars and play gigs. So there was this hotel that we always used to end up in, and there was, like, some strange people in there that shouldn't have been in bars, like priests and nuns and stuff like that. And, that whole area, that part of Dublin, it's called Temple Bar, was kind of due for redevelopment. They were going to knock it all down and build a bus depot or something. But Bono managed to persuade the Prime Minister at the time that the area was worth saving. And we bought the hotel, and Bono designed the interior, and Edge does the menus.
Okay, I've got some questions if you would like to ask the other members of the band. It's a chance for you to interview each other.
Okay, I'll do it as Bill Burrows.
Okay.
Adam, did you walk or bring your lunch?
I brought my lunch.
He brought his lunch. Okay.
The Edge, what are your favorite barnyard animals, and what sounds do they make?
I do a good seal. Can I do a seal?
Oh, yeah.
I can do a good seal. I learned this from Marie McKeown.
Beat that, The Edge.
I think my favorite is the duck. They go quack, quack.
Quacker, quacker. Larry Mullen, come here. I want to show you something. Does this look infected to you?
Larry is completely mystified by all this.
Larry, how many of your bitches work for free?
None.
Okay, Edge, this is definitely for you. Please expound on light particle theory.
My particular favorite particles are the light ones.
Can I just say, The Edge, that my favorite light particles are coming out of your arse?